Now turn to part four. You'll hear two friends, Dominic and Sue, talking about formality in the workplace. For questions 23 to 28, decide whether the opinions are expressed by only one of the speakers or whether the speakers agree. Write S for Sue, D for Dominic, or B for both where they agree. You now have 30 seconds in which to look at part four.
You know, Sue, I was speaking to someone yesterday about informality at work, and he thought that open-plan offices really improve the working environment and encourage people to talk about the job and about problems among themselves and to the boss who's sitting there too.
I wouldn't be able to concentrate, so it would definitely be detrimental to my work output.
Well, it depends to some extent on the individual, I suppose, but it works for me. Though previously I was sceptical.
But these days, with email and all these other ways of communicating, I can't see any advantage in having open-plan offices.
That's hardly an argument against them. Everyone wants a more informal atmosphere these days.
Another aspect of being less formal is calling your colleagues by their first names. Where I work, the owners most definitely want to be called Mr. and Mrs., but the rest of us all call each other by our first names. Does your company have any convention on that?
We're trained to go for polite informality. I answer the phone and introduce myself as Dominic Greenfield, not Mr. Greenfield. So everyone calls me Dominic and we're off on a good footing.
I'm sure that's right, because you're immediately breaking down the barrier. You can get on with the business more smoothly than if you sound starchy.
What about dressing down at work into casual wear? My boss has changed his mind, in fact, and now he thinks it's acceptable. What do you think about that?
I'm for it in the right environment. Maybe you are in a very young environment, not an old-fashioned workplace like mine, and it's probably very acceptable if people, well, frankly, if they work better because they feel more comfortable. But as long as it doesn't get too sloppy, because I think if you go to work with no idea of formal dress, if there isn't any code at all, then it just tends to encourage people to be lazy.
I understand what you're saying, and maybe wearing a nice shirt and tie and a nice pair of cufflinks, you know, is important to impress your clients. But when you've got a day at work when you're not having any meetings or representing the firm at all, and you're probably in an airless, overheated office, I think it helps to have easy, casual clothes.
I think modern offices are usually quite congenial and conducive to work.
Anyway, it shouldn't be like school.
But I think some of the reasons children wear school uniform can be applied to adults in the workplace. I've always been in favour of school uniform because it equalises people in a place where they need to concentrate on work, not on what everybody else looks like.
And there are certainly those who need to be protected from their own dress sense. And it'd be better for all of us if they were told.
What difference does that make to your performance at work?
Don't you think that dressing down may create an unspoken hierarchy that doesn't really exist? So people at work, who may be on the same level, if one of them dresses on a higher budget in designer labels, even if it's casual clothes, that person will automatically be seen as more prestigious.
I don't say it's all important, but I think it could disadvantage certain people. I like the idea of being comfortable and wearing casual clothes and it all being easier and less formal, but I always feel right in a suit at work.
I think there's two sides to the argument.
Anyway, I like to come home and change.
Now you'll hear part four again.
You know, Sue, I was speaking to someone yesterday about informality at work, and he thought that open-plan offices really improve the working environment and encourage people to talk about the job and about problems among themselves and to the boss who's sitting there too.
I wouldn't be able to concentrate, so it would definitely be detrimental to my work output.
Well, it depends to some extent on the individual, I suppose, but it works for me. though previously I was sceptical.
But these days, with email and all these other ways of communicating, I can't see any advantage in having open-plan offices.
That's hardly an argument against them. Everyone wants a more informal atmosphere these days.
Another aspect of being less formal is calling your colleagues by their first names. Where I work, the owners most definitely want to be called Mr. and Mrs., but the rest of us all call each other by our first names. Does your company have any convention on that?
We're trained to go for polite informality. I answer the phone and introduce myself as Dominic Greenfield, not Mr. Greenfield. So everyone calls me Dominic, and we're off on a good footing.
I'm sure that's right, because you're immediately breaking down the barrier. You can get on with the business more smoothly than if you sound starchy.
What about dressing down at work into casual wear? My boss has changed his mind, in fact, and now he thinks it's acceptable. What do you think about that?
I'm for it in the right environment. Maybe you are in a very young environment, not an old-fashioned workplace like mine, and it's probably very acceptable if people, well, frankly, if they work better because they feel more comfortable. But as long as it doesn't get too sloppy, because I think if you go to work with no idea of formal dress, if there isn't any code at all, then it just tends to encourage people to be lazy.
I understand what you're saying. And maybe wearing a nice shirt and tie and a nice pair of cufflinks, you know, is important to impress your clients. But when you've got a day at work when you're not having any meetings or representing the firm at all, and you're probably in an airless, overheated office, I think it helps to have easy, casual clothes.
I think modern offices are usually quite congenial and conducive to work.
Anyway, it shouldn't be like school.
But I think some of the reasons children wear school uniform can be applied to adults in the workplace. I've always been in favour of school uniform because it equalises people in a place where they need to concentrate on work, not on what everybody else looks like.
And there are certainly those who need to be protected from their own dress sense. And it'd be better for all of us if they were told.
What difference does that make to your performance at work?
Don't you think that dressing down may create an unspoken hierarchy that doesn't really exist? So people at work, who may be on the same level, if one of them dresses on a higher budget in designer labels, even if it's casual clothes, that person will automatically be seen as more prestigious.
I don't say it's all important, but I think it could disadvantage certain people. I like the idea of being comfortable and wearing casual clothes and it all being easier and less formal, but I always feel right in a suit at work.
I think there's two sides to the argument.
Anyway, I like to come home and change.
That's the end of part four. There'll now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. I'll remind you when there is 1 minute left so that you're sure to finish in time. You have one more minute left. That's the end of the test. Please stop now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers and answer sheets.